Hey y'all, it's your favorites, Mama Mitch
and Master Mitch
on the Mitch and Them podcast,
sharing insight into life on every level,
all the good, the bad, and ridiculous.
Join us each week for a new episode.
This gonna be good. Hey y'all, welcome to Mitch and Them podcast. Go ahead and find you a comfortable spot in your office, car, or the convenience of your home, because this gonna be good. I am your host, Mama Mitch, along with my favorite daughter, that little girl, mm-hmm. Master Mitch.
Yes.
You want to say hey?
Hey.
That's
no, I'm just playing. First of all, y'all, I'm her only daughter. I don't know why she loves to say I'm her favorite. I'm her only.
That makes okay? you my favorite.
Girl, no, it don't.
It does.
Anyway, so y'all, this is our first episode to Mitch and Them podcast. We're excited. You excited, Mom?
I'm excited. Hey.
Okay. Hey. All right. So, first of all, hold on. We're going to discuss some things today. So, we want to tell them about what we're going to be doing on the podcast or?
No.
Dang. You don't want to tell them that?
You can tell them.
Anyway, we're going to just go ahead and get into it. So, today what we're going to be doing is like giving an introduction. And the first thing I guess we're going to talk about is when Mama Mitch went viral. Miss Viral.
Okay.
Girl, that girl went viral.
Okay.
Okay. So, I don't know if you guys have seen, there's a picture. It started going around when back in December. Mama Mitch had a birthday December 12th. She turned a big 52. And I did a photo shoot for her. Me, of course, did a photo shoot, and it was last minute impromptu photo shoot, and
you did good too.
I appreciate that, Ma. I appreciate it. And before you know it, we posted those pictures. We posted them before your birthday?
No, the day on.
It was the day on?
Yeah, we took the pictures on my birthday, and then we
Oh, right. Yeah. Okay.
And
it was the day.
Posted them.
Right. And then yeah. I posted them. I'm trying to figure out when did I first get a text that you went that you're going
it's
viral.
Like 2 days later.
Okay. So 2 days later, my phone was blowing up. My DMs was blowing up. Her DMs was blowing up. And that picture went viral. It started in Africa.
Yeah. Shout out to Africa.
Yeah. It started going viral.
We love y'all.
For real. And then y'all, I see y'all love Mama Mitch. But it started blowing up in Africa. And then from there, it was on Twitter. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, we start getting different Instagram pages started sharing the photo. Yeah. Everyone started resharing it, and then it went over to Facebook. Okay, so first we're going to talk about how did you feel when you first found out you went viral?
Well, first of all, I didn't know what viral really meant. Like, I didn't know, like, there had to be, like, a certain number for it to be considered viral. And I didn't know the reach that it had.
I think that's more so the reach. I want to say number. I say more so when it comes to viral, just the reach. Yeah.
Yeah. So I didn't understand that part. I'm learning a lot through you with about social media. So that's good. But it was different because I really don't see myself like that. But I love that. The way you see me
mm-hmm.
is like, that's all a mother can ask for.
Right.
So I was happy about that. But, you know, I'm a little shy when people tell me what I look like or if they say you're pretty or whatever. So I kind of shy away from that.
Mm-hmm.
But then I embrace it when you say it. But when others say it, I'm cautious.
Right. Okay. So, I mean, who told you first? Somebody text you or?
I started getting texts. I can't remember the first person that said anything. I think, and I did, I posted on my Facebook page. I have a Facebook page, but I don't really go on Facebook like that.
Mm-hmm.
I usually post a picture, you know, let my family know I'm still around, and then I get off. But this time I posted the birthday photos, and I've just commented on how blessed I was to see another year. And the fact that my daughter actually, you know, she managed the whole thing. She did the photo shoot. She oversaw every aspect of it. And I'm just so proud of you.
Well, I appreciate it. And originally, I wasn't even supposed to do the photo shoot. I tried to get a makeup artist. I tried to get a photographer and everything. And when I say, I don't know what it is nowadays, it's so hard to get in contact with people to, you know, to get a service. It's like you got to beg people now to pay them for their service. So at that point, I just forgot. It was a lot of people supposed to respond to me that day or that weekend, and no one ever got back with me. I was like, you know what, Mom? Let me go get these balloons from Party City. We're going to throw this outfit together. I did her makeup, got her hair together, and found a location, and we just did the photos. Honestly.
And you make it sound real simple, like, and I did this, and I did that. It was, like, because I had to work that day.
Yeah.
And I had to, there were other things going on.
Yeah.
So your time, when you want things done, it's like this. So I'm sure we had probably 50 arguments between.
We did argue because you had the nerve.
Because me.
Yeah.
Wait,
you had, oh, let me tell you what happened. You had to work that morning. Okay, that was clear. But you had the nerve to make a couple of stops. And I was just trying to figure out, why am I sitting at home waiting for you to come? Like, you know, we gotta do these photos, and you know I'm trying to have them up at a certain time.
It could have been done some other time when I wasn't as tired.
No, yeah, y'all. She
and I told you that.
Yeah, y'all couldn't tell, but I was pissed that day with her. At least a few hours before.
And like, I was so happy,
girl,
whatever.
Anyway, so when I noticed, so I started getting DMs. Text message from my friend, girl, you know your mama went viral, you know your mom, she look good, she fine. Y'all ain't gonna lie, like, my mama is fine, you know what I'm saying?
Thank
like
you, thank you.
When yeah, don't touch me.
See,
don't
see how she treat me.
No, she know. Anyway, my mama is fine. When I saw that, first of all, we didn't even expect, we don't do things. I know a lot of people, I feel like a lot of people on social media kind of like plan either if they're doing content or like a video or like a picture, they try to plan, oh, this is gonna be viral. But we never like go, we don't
that
never just go into something thinking, oh, this is gonna be viral, whatever. Like, no, it was a quick photo and we got it done, and it really turned out good. I did not expect for it. We had like a couple celebrities had reposted you, some comedians had reposted. What was the comedian name?
Earthquake
had reposted you.
But it was, not in that light. It was the other
photo. Shoot. Okay. She went viral twice, y'all. I'm tripping. You're right. Okay. So we going a little bit ahead.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was those pictures, her birthday photos. But then she also went viral on another from a meme.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna lie, y'all. It was weird to see it, but it kind of, I ain't gonna say I got a little pissed off, but just the meme. I got pissed. The meme just didn't make sense to me.
It didn't make sense to me either.
As a matter of fact, let me pull it up. Okay, so there's a meme going around, and I'm gonna try to also put it on the screen too. I should be able to. Someone just sent it yesterday, a couple of days ago. Girl, you know your mama viral? I was like, yeah, this meme been going around for almost 3 months now. So yes, I've seen it. I know. Okay, where is it?
So when
when
I first saw it, someone from a school, one of the school administrators, because our office schedules officers at these schools, so we do site inspections, but they, you know, I give a lot of people my number, you know, so they can stay in touch. If there are any issues, we can respond and go on site and handle whatever. But they sent me the picture and the meme, and they were like, did you know this was on social media? This is going around on social media. And I was like, no, I didn't. And that's all I said. I didn't respond anything. I didn't say anything further than that because I wanted to take a minute, you know. So I read it, and I was like, what is this?
Right.
And are they saying that I'm a cheater, or am I supposed to be?
No, it wasn't that. I think that the picture. So this is the meme. The meme was top female cheaters. Okay. And now I took this photo of my mom back in November.
No, it was before. It was like.
It was
September, October.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah. I took this picture months ago, basically. And out of all the pictures, I just not understand. They went and got. So she's in like her, you know, my mom is a police officer, if you guys did not know. And she has on her polo shirt with her badge. And then she has on like her firearm and just some her pants and whatever. And it says top female cheaters. And it goes down. We have Jada Pinkett, flight attendants, FedEx workers, hairstylists, babysitters, dental slash nurse assistants, food stamp recipients. I didn't pay attention to that one. Food stamp recipients, all baby mamas, girls that twerk. Oh, shoot. I'm on now. I didn't pay attention to that. Okay. Girls that twerk. If she sell plates.
If she sell plates. That's, that part.
Yeah. If she got a Facebook account, stay-at-home moms, Walmart cashiers, McDonald's drive-thru, Popeye's cashier, your wife, both baby mamas. Okay, so what threw me off was they said all of that, but not once did they list a police officer, a security guard. So I felt like your picture was just going to draw attention to just that meme. Like, it just made it that more.
I think it was a look, too, because y'all have to understand this. Okay, so Master Mitch took this picture as I was coming inside, like, walking, coming home. So she was like, oh, hold on. Let me take a couple of pictures real quick. So it was something, again, another, like, let's do something real quick.
Definitely.
No makeup, nothing. Yep. So I had a look like, oh, my God, here we go. Here we go again. Like, I don't feel like taking a picture. So then she starts fussing, you know, Mama, let's just take the picture. And I'm saying, okay, hurry up. Just take the picture type thing.
Yeah.
And she was like, you're going to smile. You're going to do this. I'm like, you better just take this picture. But that was the outcome of it. And I guess the look on my face that, I don't know.
Yeah, she was over it that day. But I was inside the house and I just, I don't know. Once again, every time I see my mom, I always think she looks good. So I was in the house. I can't, Mom, every time I say that, you ain't got to touch me.
You got to touch me,
you
girl.
Don't. So every time I see her, like, my mom is 52. I remember at one point, I don't know if other people, kids do this, but I kept my mom at the age of 42 for a long time. Every time somebody asked me how old your mom is, I'm like, oh, she 42. She 42. Like, I kept, honestly, I keep you, because all my uncles, my aunts, like, everyone still looks young. They do not look like their age. So when I saw her, I think I came outside to bother her, honestly. And I'm like, dang, my mama look good. Like, let me take a picture real quick. And that's how it happened. Took the picture and posted it the same day, and that was it. And then 4 months later, here we are with this photo being viral for, like, a couple months.
Yeah.
So I just, you know, I didn't understand it, but hey, it's out there. I realized, or we realized, once we post something, it's fair game.
Yeah.
So
and I'm flattered that they thought enough of me to,
yeah,
maybe not on this particular one, like, you know, but at the same time, I'm flattered, and I'm not sure who started that one, but it's already on there. But that's the one Earthquake.
Yeah, this is the one that Earthquake had.
Yeah.
Posted.
And I mean, people were like going off about it. But he's a comedian, and his job is to find humor in things.
Yeah.
So it was funny to him. And I can't be mad about that. That's his profession. And, you know.
Yeah. Hey. And let's be clear. He wasn't the one that made the meme. We don't know where the meme came from. Like I said, it was a lot of celebrities. It was a lot of people that reposted this. It's so funny because our followers, you know, they loyal and everything. It was like, why they got Mama Mitch on here? Why they use that picture? I was like, y'all, I don't know. I have no clue. It don't make sense to me either. I don't understand. All pictures, they chose that one. But it is what it is. But I do. We're going to go back to the first picture that went viral, your 52 picture. I want to talk about the comments.
Okay, let's talk about the comments.
Because I ain't gonna lie, they had me tight. I ain't gonna lie. So one of the comments.
But you're sensitive. You're sensitive.
Yeah, when it comes to
anything about me.
Yeah, when it comes to my mama, like, it's been times I'm like, Mom, I'm sorry. I have to apologize because I don't know. I'm very protective of her. But one of the comments I wanted to address was, why is she 52 dressing like that?
Well,
Having
a daughter with such a social media presence, naturally, she wants to highlight certain assets of her mother.
Of course.
So we went through a couple of outfits.
Yep.
You know, and that was the one that got the approval. That is not how I dress every day. That is not how I dress, like, at all.
And that's the thing. I don't know. I feel like a lot of people on social media don't think. Like, they just take things for, you know, at face value and just go run with it. But clearly, she does not dress like that on a daily basis. She had on that outfit for literally, what, two, hours, if that.
Ooh, too long.
Yeah, if that. We got in the car, went to the location. We were done. She changed, got something to eat, and went home. I just, to me, that's not, I don't know.
I changed once we got there.
Yeah.
And then I changed before we left just to make sure that I wasn't seen in that outfit. Because we had people that stopped by.
Yeah, it was, oh yeah, it was people, a lot of people that would stop by like, you look good. You 52. You 52. Dang, you look good. People that came up, pulled up. Oh, I'm sorry, man. We ain't trying to interrupt. But no, like, I appreciate all the love. She got some love
so,
that day.
Oh, yeah. 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 So, I was, you know, I definitely didn't want to leave that site with that outfit on, but the majority of the comments were very positive, very encouraging, and I'm thankful for those. You're always going to have people that is not going to be happy for you, and that's just another example. People that try to do something positive or show themselves in a positive light, you're always going to have that one person, you shouldn't have worn that, or you should have done this, or you should have done that. Just because you don't feel comfortable in that, please don't put other people down.
All right. Or just because you're not going to look the same if you had on that same outfit, don't hate on my mama. Don't hate. Another comment that I saw was 52 and single. She ain't never been married. How you know that? How you know that? Like, how? Y'all look at people and come up with a whole, their whole life story.
Yeah.
They create, off of a picture.
They create the narrative.
Yeah. And I'm just like, how? I've never sat there and looked at someone's photos. Oh, I bet she got this. I bet she ain't got no man. I bet she got all these. No, I've never did it. So that was another comment that had me tight.
I didn't think I saw
it. Oh, that. I saw it.
Oh, okay.
Another thing is, I tried. Now, when it comes to me, I don't care about my comments and mine. I really don't care. I block people. Like, I have never responded, and I don't respond to anything that I see of her. But we do talk about it, for sure. And we just move past it. We realize people going to be people.
Yeah.
But in that same token, we had people that was also motivated that was around your age.
Yes, yes. And that was really, that really had me in the best spirit of it all. Like, I've completely forgot about my birthday. I completely forgot about, you know, other than people reminding me of it. But it became something different, a way for me to communicate with people. I met a somewhat a twin of a twin in Africa. Her birthday is the same day as mine. And she turned 52. So we're following each other. We're encouraging each other. So positive things like that have come out of this. So I'm happy about that.
Yeah. My mama, she works real hard. Especially, she works out every day. I don't work out with her. I'm not going. She work out every day. And I even young people around my age, younger than me, she was so motivating. Like, so motivating, you know, so it was real good to see my mom in that light. Very, very, very good. So, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So how you feel about?
I feel.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So we're going to go ahead and, as far as with this podcast, I'm trying to think, like, how can we introduce a lot of things that we have going on? But we are going to have guests on here. We're going to talk about relationships, you know, mother and daughter relationships, friendships, marriage, dating.
And the good stuff.
The good stuff, y'all. We're going to have, you know, different perspectives, a male panel, female panel, you know, just to get a perspective, different perspective on things. So, yeah, we are excited about this podcast. Thank you guys for tuning in.
Thank you. No, I guess that's all we have for today. You can find Master Mitch and myself on social media platforms. And don't forget to come through next time. We're going to talk about the fastest way to end a relationship. Mm. What's the fastest way you think to end a relationship?
Start one.
Whatever.
Don't.
Girl, bye. Mom. Just start. Girl, bye.
You know not to ask me. Because you know what I'm going to do.
Nah.
Why that movie that came from? You know what I'm going to do. But to start one. Yeah. So thank y'all for tuning in. And we will see you guys on the next episode. Peace.